Welcome to the Foncast. I'm Stefan Rudd. We're always called the conspiracy nuts. We're the ones who are always being accused of making up grand stories and, you know, following the QAnon conspiracy, occult, and Q. There is no QAnon. There's Q, and there are Anons. But we're the ones who were, for the last 3 or 4 years, some of us been since Q started in 2017, as far as the open board part of Q. Q been around for a while because Q was just the military. But as far as the boards, where they used to distribute information to the people for 4 years, since 2017. And we've been called a nut since then. Now, I've only been on board with Q for the last maybe 3 years. I wasn't following Q at the start, but I caught on after about a year and a half from people that, you know, I call friends on Facebook. So we're called the nuts. We're called the morons in the room. We bring up child trafficking issues. We bring up the issues of human torture and sexual misconduct. We're the ones who brought up into all these things. Who killed JFK? We don't know who killed JFK. I mean, we know who was a part of it. But we were told these things here, by the Q boards, along with what was going to happen during this past election that actually happened, according to what they were saying on the boards. I mean, Q told us from day one that they were going to steal the election. He told us from day one that they were planning on using the mail-in ballots from, you know, not day one, but maybe later on down the line, they were going to use mail-in ballots to steal the election and other means. And now here we are, a year later. You know, after, I'm saying a year from when Q began to talk about the elections and stuff. Over a year later, and now those QAnon conspiracy ideas are now in the headlines now. We have top officials be accused of some of the crimes that we were told over a year ago. We're seeing people going out for child trafficking and being a part of a sex cult. I think it was Leanne D. Forrester, whatever her name is, Lynn D. Forrester Rothschild, whatever her name is. They got a long freaking name. Basically, her name is Lynn Rothschild. Okay, she's a Rothschild. And she actually pleaded guilty to sex traffic, to being a part of a sex cult. A sex cult. And a cult that a cult that deals with sexual misconduct and sexual abuse of minors. And possibly some adults too, but mostly minors. And rituals. She pleaded guilty. You can't even find a news headline anywhere. And this happened she pleaded out, I think, almost a year ago. She pleaded out before Ghislaine Maxwell got arrested. And this is what we are dealing with here. And that's been in the news on alt media. And it's being discussed on, you know, some Anons and, you know, Anon boards and some, you know, second tier blog sites, but you won't hear it on Fox News, you won't hear it on CNN, you won't hear it on anywhere else. And yet, she was a part of the Nexium group. And this is a long, I won't get into that too much because it's a lot to that, but she was involved with Nexium, where Nexium was also caught being a part, the CEO was caught being a part of this sex cult. And really, let's call it what it is. It's a cult. Luciferian occult, where they use kids and babies, and they use kids for sexual sacrifices, and they use babies to eat. They drain the blood of babies and humans after torturing them. And so we're seeing we've seen these things come out in the news. This came out before Trump even got to the campaign trail. And then he was being asked those questions by Savannah Guthrie, as if he was a conspiracy nut. And the reality is, he could have answered every question properly. He could have easily given headlines and say, "Hey, this is what happened over here." But Trump just kicked it back out to, the Adonis. He removed himself from the equation because he didn't want to draw too much attention to the fact that they were going after these people too. Because then the plan would be spoiled. But the reality is, it does happen. And it has happened. And it's still happening. And every time we have a little bit of proof about it that comes out, the story gets squashed. And then Facebook, they will censor you. They will block the post from being seen. And the reality is, they were using Facebook and Twitter and social media to traffic these kids. And then Instagram, who was bought out by Facebook, they decided that they're going to create an Instagram for kids. Now, help me understand here. Where is the benefit in creating a social media site that's just for kids? I can easily get on there and fake like I'm a child. I'm 43 years old. I can go on it right now when they create the account, create the network. And say I'm 13. So what ways are they going to verify? What methods are they going to use to verify if I'm an adult or not? It seems like they're trying to create a platform for where only kids are going to be at, for child trafficking, for sexual misconduct with minors. They're trying to normalize these things here. And you know what's crazy is you can't find a single conservative on a radio. And I mean all of them. And I love a lot of people. I'm not impugning them because I know they have jobs and they can't say certain things on the air or they'll be pulled off the air because the same pedophiles that run Hollywood also run the freaking radio industry. They run the industries. They manage the industries. But they don't, but you won't hear them discuss this on the radio. You won't hear them discuss this on TV. And you won't hear them discuss it on even the second tier news sites. You have to go to a blog, alt media, a podcaster who's probably no longer on YouTube because they got censored, just to get information on this stuff here. Now it makes you wonder if the conservatives, the ones who speak out, the Sean Hannitys, the Mark Levins, even the Rush Limbaughs, because he never really brought it up. Well, I'm not impugning. My point is, everything is kind of controlled, even the conservative media. The conservative radio, the conservative websites. They're under the control of the deep state, pedophilic, Luciferian occult members. And if you bring it up, they Paul Walker you. Yes, Paul Walker was getting ready to talk, and they killed that man. And made it look like an accident. And then shamefully used it in the promotion for the movie, The Fast and the Furious. These are sick people. They need to go to jail for life. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/StephanRudd. I'm in Facebook jail right now, but I'll be back on there in, I think, in 9 days. I don't really care really about Facebook anymore. I'm kind of over it, but they did change the guidelines now that allows you to, because since Fauci is now admitting that he doesn't know where the, he's not sure if the coronavirus didn't originate from the Wuhan lab. He's not sure anymore. So now they made it so that you can post about that without being banned. So I'm like, well, you shouldn't have banned me for the last, you know, year or two that I was getting banned. But anyway, that's sidebar. So they changed the rules. Now I can talk about COVID now. Being probably engineer in the lab. So I probably won't get banned for that anymore. So I'll be back in 9 days on Facebook, facebook.com/StephanRudd. I'm also on Telegram, t.me/StephanRudd. I post the same stuff on Facebook that I do on Telegram. So if you're on either one of these accounts here, you're going to see the same things here. So if you're on Facebook, you'll see the same a mirror of Telegram and vice versa. So if I'm ever gone off of Facebook for a day, if I don't post or comment for a day, then I'm probably in Facebook jail. Just come over to Telegram and you'll see the same things there. Okay. I only have one channel. I do have two other ones that I reserve, but I'm only active on one. So if you see me anywhere else on Telegram, it's not me. Okay. Not that I'm big anyway. I'm not really that well known. So, that shouldn't be a problem, but you never know. Also I'm having issues right now with the podcast, podcast syndicators. So I've been suspended from one of my podcast distribution companies. I won't say the name anymore. So that means I can't get my podcast on Apple and Google and everything for a while until I get that resolved. Hopefully I'll get resolved next week. For now, you can catch my podcast on Rumble. Okay. Rumble.com/C/StephanRudd. Subscribe there, and you'll see a video version of the audio, but there's no images there. There's no video yet. It's just the audio with a still shot, okay? But later on, I'll get involved with some other visual stuff too, all right? And also, my website is thefoncast.com. So, we were called crazy, and we were told that we were the ones who needed help. We needed therapy. We're the ones who were lying. We're the ones who were crazy. We're the ones who did not understand the difference between a movie a script and reality. Then, you know, stuff comes out in the news and it gets ignored. It gets overlooked. I want to read a story, a headline from December 22nd. 2013. This is when the Democrats in the deep state felt as if they had control and they were on their way to being being a monopoly for many, many years to come. Watch this. This is in the Toronto Star, okay, Canadian paper. Is pedophilia a sexual orientation? Did you hear me? Is pedophilia a sexual orientation? Watch this here. Pedophilia has been widely viewed as a psychological disorder triggered by early childhood trauma. So now pedophilia, back in 2013, second term Obama, this piece came out when he had someone in office who didn't care about child trafficking, pedophilia. I'm keeping it real. They're saying that this is no longer, this is no longer a crime. It's a psychological disorder. Now you know that you can get out of jail for pleading insanity, right? Just say you're insane and you can get out of jail. You can go to a hospital. So now, right here, they're already trying to make legal not legal, but make it an excuse that you are a pedophile. Watch this here. Now, many experts see it as a biological rooted condition that does not change, like a sexual orientation, thanks largely to a decade of research by Dr. James Cantor at the Center of Addiction of Mental. Can you? You know, some of you get so mad at me when I say I don't trust the experts. When I go off about, you know, something that I don't agree with, you know, let's say, for example, about the COVID vax or something, and I go off about that, you be like, well, Stefani, you don't have a degree in this. The doctor said this. The doctor said that. I'm like, the doctor is the same idiot. These doctors are the same idiots that are out there trying to make us believe that pedophilia is a sexual orientation. Are you hearing me? It says that this is a biological condition, that does not change, like a sexual orientation. But then in a different argument, they're going to say that you can change your sexual orientation. Huh? How can you make the argument that a sexual orientation cannot be changed when you want to legalize pedophilia? But you're going to say that when you want to change your sex from man to woman, or vice versa, then it's okay to change your sex. How? And nobody calls these idiots out on this stuff? What's happening here, y'all? Bunch of demonic, demon-possessed people. Cantor's team has found that pedophiles share a number of physical characteristics, including differences in brain wiring. Yes, they're demon-possessed. Yes. It's now thought that about 1% to 5% of men are pedophiles. So now every one man out of five is a freak, is a freak, a disgusting pig who can't get a woman. They want to get a little girl. Women are all over the place, ready, looking for a man, and they want a freaking girl. And they're saying, well, oh, it's okay, it's a sexual orientation, they can't change that. These findings have been widely accepted amongst scientists, but have little impact on social attitudes or law. You think? Because maybe the scientists and doctors, maybe y'all people crazy. Maybe you people are the ones who have a problem here. Now, I'm not gonna read anymore because you know you see where it's going. This is from 2013. And I can pull up several articles like this. I can pull up, you know, a research done by the NIH that backs this up in our government. Now watch this here. This is from 2019, April 8th, 2019. Democrats' Equality Act opens the door to legalize pedophilia. Here's how. And I'm gonna skip down to a part I want to read here. This is a scenario that, you know, they're saying. Jason is 13 and wants to date his male 21-year-old student teacher. Do you hear this crap? If the LGBT Equality Act, which is the HR 5 Act, passes through Congress, the age of consent barrier may fall and allow him to do so. Perhaps by now you've heard of the so-called Equality Act, a sweeping bill. This is in the LifeSite News magazine .com site. Perhaps by now you've heard of the so-called Equality Act, a sweeping bill that would declare homosexuality and gender confusion to be a federal civil rights equivalent to race, religion, and national. Jesus Christ, man. You're trying to make homosexuality a race, a religion, a national origin, These people are possessed, y'all. Let me go on here. This wicked bill, H.R. 5, right now has 240, basically Congress people, co-conspirators in the House, including Pelosi. And they're going to vote in the spring or summer of 2020. Rather, 2019, right? This is old. Now, watch this here. This is from congress.gov, okay? It's not news. This is the official government website. H.R. 5 Equality Act, which is the same act that we described that legalizes pedophilia. It passed Congress. It passed the House on what date? February 25th of this year. They Trump wouldn't pass this thing. He said, we talking about, I ain't passed this bill. And so, and what did the news say for 2 years? Trump wouldn't pass the Equality Act. He don't like blacks. He don't like gays. When they knew that inside the bill, they were hiding in pedophilia being made legal. Here's another part here of this bill that I found pretty, if I can find it right quick here. So, it says, Tyler at the age of 10 can declare his girl identity. So basically, so he can declare his sexuality at age 10. He can, under this bill, he's allowed, they are allowed to declare their own sexuality at 10 years old. And then within in a similar bill that was proposed in California, they were trying to make it so that if the child was within 10 years of the legal adult, it's not pedophilia anymore. So you can be 18, which is legal adult, and a child be 8. I think it's something like that. I don't know all the details of the bill, but this is what they're trying to do here. They're trying to accomplish that here. And these are the ones calling us crazy. When they pass bills like this in the House, trying to get it in the Senate, and it's dead on arrival in the Senate. And of course, you know, it didn't pass at all because people know what it is now. Now watch this here. Because this is a short podcast, so I just want to get this out because it was on my heart today. This is from the Pitchfork.com publication, came out days ago. Arrest warrant for Marilyn Manson issued in New Hampshire, right? It says an arrest warrant for Marilyn Manson has been issued by the... Well, let me say what it says here. Basically, they are... he has a warrant for his arrest for an assault that he had, right? A physical assault he had. Two of them that he had one with an ex-girlfriend and another with some... I can't remember who it was offhand. I have to read it again to see who it was, but there were two physical assaults. The piece does not tell you anything else, but then when you go over to you know a different publication, the HuffPost, which is still a left wing rag, the HuffPost has a publication, has a piece in there from February the 3rd of this year. It says, Marilyn Manson, all the allegations of abuse, assault we know so far. And they have a list of people on here who have accused him of sexual assault or sexual abuse. The first one says this here is Rachel Wood, his ex-girlfriend, right? The Westwood actor accused Manson of grooming her when she was a teenager and horrifically abusing her for several years. The pair met in 06 when she was 18. Well, yeah, that's legal. But we can assume that this is the HuffPost. So you know that they're probably going to lie to make it seem like it was legal and it wasn't pedophilia. 18. She probably was like 17, 16, 14. Who knows? And he was 36. They dated on and off until 2019. 2010. And it goes on and on. His name is Brian Warner, by the way. His real name is Brian Warner. So when you see his name in the news, it'll be under Brian Warner. Ashley Waters, different accuser, accuses him of the same stuff. Physical abuse, sexual abuse. Terrorizing her. Another one, Sarah McNeely. Now, she says that he actually lured her by posing to be the perfect boyfriend and then began to, you know, attack her, isolate her, sexually assault her. Another girl. Number four, Scarlett Capella. And we can go on because it's a long list of women. She had the same allegations. But here's the one that I really want to get to. Gabriella Acarino, whatever her name is. She accused him of tying her up, depriving her of sleep and food. Very R. Kelly-like, huh? Tying her up, depriving her of food and sleep, mental abuse, torture, sexual abuse. These are people that he supposedly was dating. And they're accusing him of sexual abuse. These girls, some of them were underage when he started. They were underage. But the news is saying, oh, he's being arrested for a domestic abuse or an assault that occurred back in 2019, whatever. I'm like, are you serious right now? Do you realize that this dude was a sexual predator? And they wonder why we call him fake news. So Marilyn Manson is going down publicly for assault, but privately he's going out for many other things. Possibly child trafficking, kidnapping, because he was accused of kidnapping people. Probably torture. Crimes against humanity. And it's happening now. And it's happening at a rate that you wouldn't think, you know, was possible. Or is happening at, because you don't see on the news. There's nobody discussing it, not even on the radio. Bill Clinton. This is a piece in the GossipCop.com magazine. He's headed for a $250 million divorce. And it says that he suffered from serious health problems, really. In the piece here, they're saying that he's getting divorced because of, man, we know that he probably already dead already, but they're saying in the piece he's getting divorced because of his connections with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. This is in the piece. Bill Gates get divorced because of his ties to Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, and now Clinton, assuming that he's alive still. And that is saying that he has stage 4 pancreatic, I'm saying it wrong. You know I'm black, y'all. Pancreas, cancer of the pancreas. So he's now, not only is it revealed that he's dying of cancer, but his wife is divorcing him because he has ties to Jeffrey Epstein and sexual misconduct. And of course, I believe also, you know, that if they are alive still, that they want to divide the asses up so they can have protection from the crash that's coming. But all of these things are happening around the same time of the election audit and stuff, and the coronavirus narrative is falling apart. Fauci is walking back what he said before about the virus not coming from the Wuhan lab. Walking back the funding of it. He believes that, yes, it was possibly funded. There's a headline now that says this. What is it? This is the Daily Mail. It says Fauci admits he doesn't know whether Wuhan lab lied about what is used. It says $600,000 U.S. taxpayer research grant, but he funded $3 million or more. So he's saying, okay, well, there was some money involved. It wasn't in the millions, but it was some money involved. There was some money involved. And we don't know where it was used for. We want to investigate it. Rand Paul said, no, you're not going to investigate your own self. This is all happening around the same time, y'all. This is all falling apart. We have election. We have election fraud through the audits being exposed. We have the pandemic being exposed. We have crimes against humanity being exposed, coming out. People are stepping down already for it. And treason. One more story, y'all. One more story. This one is in the AP. It says, BLM's Patrice Cullors to step down from the movement foundation. Now, she's one of the heads of the BLM movement. And she has to resign because of the coming storm. Because now they're in the news and it's been reported that they were actually in the building on January 6th. Working with the government to get in there. And they're now going to be in trouble because Sullivan has been arrested and they confiscated his money. And they're tracing all these incidents back to the BLM people. And she's stepping down now. Why? Because she knows that this is over for them. Crimes against humanity, treason, election fraud, the pandemic, you know, being fake and phony, all being exposed at one time. And Trump is about to do a rally soon. We're going to see some things happen really fast. Some of you are giving up at the wrong time. We're almost there, y'all. We're almost there. And at this pace, I believe that we're going to find Trump back in office before the end of the summertime. As far as Congress and Senate, who knows? Because they might be going down. I think a lot of them will resign or be arrested. But we're on the verge of some great things, y'all. Just hang in there. Stay strong. And I'll see you on the next broadcast.